Ram Jayanti, 6th August 2019, Tuesday. Today's slogan, play with the jewels of knowledge, virtues and powers, not with what. Play with the jewels of knowledge, virtues and powers, and not with mud. So should we play with mud or not? Should children play with mud or not? Nowadays a lot of research has been done on mud therapy. Mud therapy is different, but playing with mud is different. So children are nowadays encouraged to play with mud. Why? Because that increases their creative power, because that improves their immune system, because that prime them for better cognition and memory development. That increases a sense of sportsmanship. All this mud play, even though children get muddy, but then still it is encouraged. And 29th June is International Mud Day. So this is a little different thing, and we should understand for which children these are being told. At a gross level, this is good, because even children retain those fabulous memories of childhood when they play. But when Baba says mud, what does he mean? When Baba says mud, he means soil. He means five elements. He means body. And playing with body means what? And playing with mud, playing with body, playing with soil, soil consciousness, mud consciousness, body consciousness, element consciousness. What does that mean? Playing with body means various forms of body consciousness. Playing with body means to think of body, to see body, to delish, to relish body, to indulge in body, to be focused on sense pleasure, on sense gratification. So various forms of body consciousness. So Baba is saying, all that is playing with mud. To think of body. To become body conscious means to become conscious of its beauty. Body consciousness can take different forms. Religions of the body. Place where the body has taken birth, speech, language of the body, indulgence of the body, memories of the body, attractions of the body, sanskars of the body, delight in the body, pleasures of the body, everything which is related to body, because we have stayed in these bodies for such a long time, and quite regardless of ourselves, we remain body conscious throughout the day. This is the play of rise and fall. Whenever we were soul conscious, we were at the zenith. Whenever we become body conscious, we fall down into the abyss of sorrow and suffering. So Baba is telling not to play with mud. Why? What happens when we play with mud? What happens? At least 10 to 14 things happen when we play with mud. The first thing is, playing with mud makes us dirty. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, this is a dirty world, this is a brothel, this is a tamopradhan world. Just remember these two words and you become the spinner of the discus of self. Realization. Just remember two words. The whole Murli consists of two words. Different words have come at different places. You become fair, you become black. You become satopradhan, you become tamopradhan. There is a rise, there is a fall. There is a Shivalaya and there is a Vaishyalaya. So the first thing that happens when we play with mud, the mud of body, the mud of body consciousness, the mud of soil consciousness, the mud of bodily indulgence, the mud of bodily pleasures, the mud of bodily relationships, the mud of bodily memories, bodily sanskars, everything that we do as an embodied being traps us, deceives us, tricks us, and we are caught unawares. So the first thing is, body consciousness makes you very much dirty. You're already dirty. But when you indulge in more and more body consciousness, it makes you all the more body conscious. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, lust is a gutter. Only those who conquer lust, they become the conqueror of the world. Purity is butter and lust is gutter. There should be a shutter in between. So the first thing is, it dirties you, it spoils you, stains of body consciousness, sprinkles of body consciousness. The second, time wastage. Body consciousness means utter time wastage. The more one indulges in body consciousness, the more time is wasted. The time is so important. The time is currency. The time is money. The time is flying. It is the call of the time. And the call of the time says, not a second should be wasted in any of the frivolous indulgence of the world. Now it's a time to become bodiless. Now it's a time to go back. So unnecessary wastage of time. The third thing is energy wastage. When one indulges in body consciousness, when one does this mud play, so much energy is wasted. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, people do such works that they can't even tell that. It's even difficult. They can't even talk about it. So these are the three important things that happen when one does indulge in mud play. And then next is frustration, kuntha, utter frustration. When one indulges in body consciousness in this mud play, the desire to indulge in body consciousness is based on the pleasure that one derives from body consciousness. But this pleasure is entirely poisonous. Soon it turns into frustration. On the surface it looks pleasurable, but deep within, it is fraught with frustration. Frustration. Next, repentance. Every act of body consciousness makes one to repent. There is a deep sense of repentance that every mud play brings. And this repentance is very deep. Anxiety. It makes one anxious, ill at ease. Every mud play makes one anxious. Insecurity. There is a hidden fear that people should not know, that others should not know. So there is a sense of insecurity and there is a sense of fear hidden in every act of body consciousness. Soul consciousness, there is no need of anything to hide. But in body consciousness, you have to hide. And whenever you have to hide something, there is a fear that people should not know. People should not know my truth, my reality. Of all the five vices, lust is always hidden. Anger is very evident. Attachment is most of the time visible. Avarice is visible. Ego is revealed. But the practice of lust is hidden. And that is the greatest form of body consciousness. That which is hidden, when it is revealed, induces a sense of insecurity and a sense of fear. To become fearless is to become lust-free. Then there is a lack of courage. All the courage is lost in mud play. The moral courage, the spiritual courage, the platonic courage, the non-physical courage, the courage to rise up, the courage to go up, the courage to progress in spiritual life, the courage to teach spirituality. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, whosoever indulges will not have the courage to speak. The courage to speak comes out of purity. How should be the speech of Madhuban Nivasis last Sunday's Murli? They should have five qualities in their speech. What are they? As if it is the rain of pearls. It is the rain of pearls. Second. Third, worth recording. Second. How should be the speech of Madhuban Nivasi? They should be inspiring. People should feel we should speak like this. People should feel we should learn from it. People should feel we will follow him. Inspiring. Motivational. Third. Fourth. It should create atmosphere. It should spread in the atmosphere. It should create environment. And fourth, great. Fifth, great. So these are the five qualities of speech of residents of Madhuban. They should have two specialities. One is vairagya and second is sweetness. And the sweetness consists of the speech. The speech, when you speak, they should be like pearls. They should be like jewels. They should be like diamonds. They should be like rains from the heaven. So, next, lack of concentration. Whenever there is a mud play, there is lack of concentration. Every act of mud play makes you distracted. You cannot concentrate on anything. You cannot concentrate on Murli. You cannot concentrate on yoga. You cannot concentrate in seva. You cannot concentrate on planning anything. There is utter and total devastation of concentration. Every act of mud play leads to death of concentration. Only the pure souls can concentrate. The purer the soul, easier it is to concentrate. The purer the soul, easier it is to concentrate. That was from one of the speeches of Vivekananda. So, lack of concentration. And then, guilt consciousness. There would be guilt consciousness. Every mud play leads to guilt consciousness. And then, pad, your position of golden age is destroyed. And then, punishments. You get punishment in Brahmin life. What are the punishment in Brahmin life? Is there any Dharmaraj sitting with a stick in his hand to hit you? What are the punishments of Brahmin life? The fall of the stage is the punishment of Brahmin life. Lack of enthusiasm, lack of energy, lack of interest, no desire to get up for Amrit Vela, no desire to speak knowledge, no desire to narrate, no desire to read Murli, no desire to listen Murli, no desire to discuss Murli, no desire to do any service. Total freedom. Total freedom from the blissful life and total life of slavery and total life of captivity. So that is the punishment. So these are, how many are these? 13, 14 things that happen when you indulge in mud play. So Baba said, don't play with mud. You have to play with jewels. Jewels of knowledge, virtues, powers. So playing with knowledge means? Playing with knowledge means? Playing with knowledge means interest in Murli. Playing with knowledge means listening, reading, revising, churning, understanding, imbibing, relating, discussing. So many things. Sharing, writing, creativity in writing. So many things should be done, then you are playing with Murli. Otherwise, you are playing with mud. And forwarding. Only to those people who want. Playing with virtues mean? Playing with virtues. Playing with virtues means, first, making a list of all the virtues. And then thinking of each and every virtue and making a retreat of virtue retreat. Virtue retreat, 7 days retreat. Work on each and every virtues. What are the virtues? How to experience virtues? Talking on virtues, thinking on virtues, churning virtues, sharing virtues, discussing virtues, imbibing them, understanding them, exploring them, going to the depth of virtues. This is the play of virtues. Powers. To play with powers means using them, knowing them, understanding them, invoking them, invoke the powers. Sending them through the mind, through vibrations. Baba said, your one word should contain the vibrations of 100 words. Your one word, your one line, your one statement should contain the vibrations of 100 words. So that one word should be so powerful. 1 hour preparation is needed to speak one powerful line in speech. 1 hour preparation is needed, Dr. Pooja, to speak one powerful line. So preparation of one line needs 1 hour preparation. Preparation means what? Reading? No. Preparation is what? Preparation means preparation of yoga, preparation of sthiti, preparation of stage, preparation of stability of mind, preparation of putting a full stop, preparation of sakash, preparation of rising above the mundane ordinary works, ordinary seva, and rising above and getting detached. So if you want to speak one powerful line, you need 1 hour total detachment. Total detachment from the usual nonsensical worldly thoughts and rising above all the worldly thoughts and entering the spiritual platform and spiritual arena. From that spiritual realm, from that spiritual platform sitting atop, then speak and then throw a bomb. So don't play with the mud. Play with Jnana, play with Guna, play with Shaktis. Om Shanti.